So we've talked about AdSense. We've talked about AdBright, TextLinks ads. Now sponsorships. Sponsorships is where a company comes around and says they like your site. They like all the buzz you've created, all the users you have, and they want to sponsor your site. Sometimes exclusively, where only they will be the ones on your site, and they'll pay you a good figure for that. And you'll want a good figure because that's stopping you from going to other advertisers and networks and things like that. And sometimes it won't be exclusively. But this is where they want to sponsor your site. They want to associate themselves with your site. Generally, certain modules will be, you know, sponsored by this particular company, or, you know, this particular company's module and things like that. Okay. So you have certain bloggers that are getting famous these days, and some of them that even appear on TV, that are starting to get sponsorships from certain companies because they're attracting a lot of people to their site. Some YouTubers that are attracting lots of people to their particular videos and their channels are getting, you know, sponsorships because it's all about bringing people together. So if you can be the one in your niche to bring, you know, increased amounts of people together, you can attract sponsorships from bigger companies that'll pay you. And I'm not talking about by the click, but these are generally lump sums of money or contracts, you know, to be your sponsor. The next one is Canoodle Bright ads, and I'll go ahead and click on it. Now Canoodle's been around for a while. They're, you know, they're on the pay-per-click side of things too, but they don't get a lot of credit because it's really all about Google and, you know, Yahoo, now AdCenter, and there's some other ones, find what, but Canoodle's more like on the lower end, but they have a partner site as well, and they pay you by the click, and, you put their code on your site, and so when people are advertisers are getting on Canoodle. Now, it's going to be a little cheaper because Canoodle starts at about a penny at the time of this video. And that's where, you know, I remember when Yahoo was Overture and Overture was GoTo, and it was started at a penny a click, you know, and then you'll get a portion of that. And then they move up from there. But because it doesn't get as much volume as Google, you can't expect as much money as AdSense. But I just thought I'd put in there because some people find success in certain areas that others don't. So Canoodle is one of them. Clickstar. Now, Clickstar is contextual advertisement, so it's just like AdSense in the sense that whatever your page is about, it's going to deliver and bring up contextual ads that relate to that particular page. Okay, so maximize your website's potential. We believe relevant ads work better for everyone. Our system identifies the content of every page on our network. Only contextual ads are displayed, making the most of your advertising dollar, or in your case, your ad space. Okay, so if we click on publishers, because that's what you're considered. Whenever you go to these sites, generally there's advertisers and publishers. You're the publisher in this case. You're the one who has the site where these advertisers would love to be on. Okay, so if we click here, it's very easy to get an account, earn more revenue from your website. Clickstar offers webmasters the opportunity to earn more income by simply underlining a selection of clickable text. You call this inline text links, or displaying targeted contextual ads, various sizes of banners on their websites. So if you've ever been to those sites where certain words, it's kind of sort of like what we do in the zone, where we'll take gospel keys and hyperlink it automatically to our sales page. Now, we do that because obviously we want people reading whatever they're reading to go to our sales page and buy because it relates to whatever. So in a way, that is contextual advertising, although our payoff is the fact that they buy. In this case, you put this code, and whenever certain words appear in that, you know, particular paragraph or in a form or wherever, it'll hyperlink and generally like double underline or have its own aesthetic appeal to it. And then sometimes it'll even hover with a description without you even clicking, like the ad appears. They click, you know, you get paid and things like that. You receive your payments in 15 days. So we call that inline text links. So while you may have, and they also do banners as well, you know, banners over here, small banners, you know, skyscraper kind of stuff. And then you may have your Google AdSense. And then check with the terms, though, to make sure, like AdBright, that you can run other advertising networks and things on your site as well. And then there's like links that just become live. People click, you get paid. And there are words that are already on your site via your form. So it's like your user-generated content is now creating the data in which these advertising vehicles use to get people, well, to make you money, basically. So the more you get people to interact in your site, the more words that are possible to be turned into hyperlinks contextually, and then the more, hopefully, you make. And this is a numbers game, pretty much. Target point. Now, with target point, as you can see, not only do they give you the opportunity to display targeted contextual advertising, but you can do images and targeted video. So, you know, advertisers have videos, banners, text ads, and things like that. And depending on the content on your page, I mean, it'll look like content to your users. You can display videos that advertise to them, and you can make money that way. So there's a plethora of options, as you can see, and all these advertisers, a lot of them do the same thing, but a lot of them have their little competitive advantages and differences that may suit your needs. Like, if you think video would work well, and here's some of their advertisers: eBay advertisers, Netflix, Microsoft, Expedia, okay? And then there's a lot of tracking features and things like that, so to make sure you're on top of the game. So that's one to check out. It's called Target Point, and they have different services, and a lot of these are free. Of course, you can, you know, call them up and ask them questions. So let's move on. Context Web. I like Context Web because it's kind of like a stock exchange. They call it NASDAQ, like the NASDAQ. And you would click I'm a publisher, because obviously that, if you didn't know before, now you know. And basically you name your price, and it connects you with advertisers looking to pay similar. And they have a demo up here, but I'll click on learn more. And here it is. It's like an 8-step little flash thing. But here's the publisher selling desk. That's you. Here's the advertisers, oops, buying desk. That's them. Okay. You ask for a price. CPM is the cost per thousand. M, Roman numeral thousand. So that means per every thousand ads you display, you want to make $1.75. Okay, so $1.75. That's $1.75. I mean, okay, and you know that adds up when you, because these are paid. One user may go 80 pages. Have you seen in my live tracking earlier? One user did 80 pages. So, you know, go figure. We get millions of page views, so that can add up. You ask for $1.75 CPM. That's what you get used to calling it. That's cost per thousand, or how much you're charging per thousand impressions, page views, or how many times your banner pops up that you're delivering for them. Publishers have ad spots to sell. That's you. They choose their ad price. Advertisers, sort of like me on the other end, if I was looking for more ways to get my message out there, advertisers target campaigns to content categories that match their desired audience interests. Okay, so for me, it'd be something like if this were a music note or something, I don't know, whatever, how those music notes look. Okay. And so they pick music, for example. If I was on the other side, I click music because I want to be on as many music sites as I can. NASDAQ brings advertisers and publishers together. Asking price, $1.75 CPM. NASDAQ receives an impression and categorizes page content. NASDAQ checks with ad campaigns that have an acceptable bid price. So if bid price is too low, well, they don't get seen to this person. Bid price just right, okay, they get seen. Ad is served, they connect, price is right. And it keeps over performance and things like that. Publisher sells his spot, gets his ad price. Advertiser's ad is shown to the relevant audience at the right price, and it connects these two together. So a little bit more advanced, and it comes from Context Web. And I encourage you to go and really check these sites out. Because a lot of them, you know, with Web 2.0 and stuff, come out with their own proprietary technology that make these things work. Like I explained, I believe it was in week 3, Google print ads. Would have never thought I could go to newspapers without talking to anybody. And it's similar to this. I pick what And I'm an advertiser, so it's almost like the other way around. I told Google, and this is similar to Asdaq, that I wanted to pay $180 to be in the, like the, this Georgia paper in Atlanta or something, I believe. And they came back and they accepted it, but three other papers denied it. So it's almost like an exchange, and you can go back and forth. I can lower my price, raise my price, things like that. If they really need my business, they would lower and or take me on, things like that. So, you know, it's changing the game. It really is changing the game. Okay, that was Context Web. Yahoo Publishers Network, which is kind of like an answer to Google AdSense. You know, Yahoo can't let that fly. So now you can earn revenue from your website with Yahoo. Simply display ads that are relevant to the content of your site and earn money from qualified clicks. No investment is required. Setup is easy. Okay, that's generally the advertisement for all of them. Okay, here's all the features and benefits. You put the code on your site. Here's all the steps. You choose your color scheme that matches your site. Put the code on your site. Make money because here's how the clicks look. Sort of looks like Google's and at your website. And depending on the topic, these will show. Pretty straightforward. Encourage you to actually go there. And if you're an advertiser, obviously on the other side of it, you'll be getting your ads placed on these sites. Okay, and actually, let me go to eBay ad contacts. Okay, join eBay's affiliate program, and I don't know if you've seen these, but eBay can serve up ads based on what's on a particular page or auctions related to a particular page, and I'm seeing this increasingly. So if you have a page about, you know, a certain topic, and you put eBay's code as an affiliate, not only will you make money if somebody joins eBay or joins the affiliate program, but you'll make money, you know, by serving these ads as well. These auctions that are related, they're contextual advertisements pretty much. And eBay calls it their ad context. Okay, so go over to eBay, join their affiliate program, and make money. Here's a little example. Join the eBay affiliate program today. With just a little effort, you can earn a lot of money in the eBay affiliate program. All you have to do is drive traffic to eBay. So what is in it for you? They understand the WIIFM, right? Well, here's your website. Here's eBay. New user bids and purchases. You pay money if you get a new user. Join now. Start earning money. Earn $25 to $35 for every new active user you send to eBay. Plus, get 50% to 70% of eBay revenue on successful transactions. And you can click to see details of revenue and stuff. So that's another way. There's several opportunities out there if you have the people. And then, lastly, on this advertising model, I want to talk about Amazon and their omakase links, which omakase means leave it to us. So which really means contextual advertising. You put the code and we'll serve up the Amazon items and the ads that make sense. Okay, so if I go back to the web, we provide you with a variety of linking options which you can choose from. Whether your goal is to maximize conversion, delight your site visitors with a unique presentation of Amazon content, or both, you decide how much control you want over the products displayed in each set of links. You can allow Amazon to recommend products to your site. That's what they mean by the omakase links. You can select categories and or keywords, recommended product links, or handpick individual products. Now, Amazon has hundreds of thousands of products or pages to link to. We recommend reviewing all of our linking options before deciding which ones work best. I like omakase because it's essential contextually. It's essentially contextual advertising, because it'll place ads based on what the page looks like. And I believe my good friend over at Black Gospel has an Amazon affiliate account going. You can click here to buy. Yeah, certain artists, she has a little advanced thing. Look where it takes you. Amazon. And she'll get paid off these artists. And it's based on artist names that appear on her page. Same way here. You know, obviously she has me here because she's a big affiliate. You know, TD Jakes. You click there, you can buy his stuff. Amazon again. And these are served up based on her page content. And maybe items that she says, I want to sell these items specifically because she knows her market. So another way she's selling, more like an affiliate. And that is essentially the Amazon links. And if you use the Amakase, they'll do it all for you. You just put the code in your site. Other sites, Linkshare. Now, these are affiliate programs slash CPA networks. Okay, now I remember Linkshare. Linkshare is where I got that $800 check, if you want to know the truth, when I was 16 years old. I knew about Linkshare way back there, right when they were getting started, right? I joined Linkshare. You basically join Linkshare. Linkshare gives you access to tons of big name merchants. So when I was young, I had my khaki pants. I'd talk about being partners with AT&T, but really I just joined Linkshare like everybody else. And I was able to sell AT&T products, obviously, because I put their code on my site, basic banners, and people click and buy any kind of phone service or cell phone or accessories. I'd make commission off of it, but I go around. Yeah, I partner with flowers.com, 800 flowers. I partner with C's Candy Chocolates, and I partner with, there's a lot of big name stores still on Linkshare. You know, I could Shop2X was one of those sites you could get anything. I didn't have any sense of focusness back then. It was just whatever site was paying decent amount, you can come to my site. If you were happy, you can come to my site and get something. If you were sad, you could plan your wedding. You could plan your funeral. You could get everything at my original Shop2X. And the only thing I made was $800. And it wasn't off of any sales back then. It was off of clicks. Because some of these sites, and a lot of them still don't do this, but I was getting paid 50 cents a click. Now, that was crazy back then, and I got 1,600 visitors, and I didn't think these people would pay me because half of the clicks seemed like they were coming from me, but I got a check for $800. That was through Linkshare, and I'm going to go through some of these. A lot of these will pay you just for people filling out applications, $25 for a lead, $25 for a credit card application, $25, $50 for this. I'll show you some. So along the affiliate program route, now we talked about ads. Now we'll talk about, you know, getting paid some decent money to sell name brand products or offers from other big sites. So Linkshare, if we actually go there, this is a pretty big company, 841 on Alexa. But you're not the merchant, you're the affiliate, just like you're the publisher in the other area. And you basically come here if you're interested in earning revenue from your site, blog, or email. Notice how they add blog. That wouldn't have been here like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Or email activities. Partner with Linkshare merchants. They've been around since 1996. They go ahead and explain affiliate market. You understand what affiliate market is. You have the traffic. They have the product. You sell their product. You get a commission. And when you join Linkshare, you join their network. And now let me go to their homepage and show you some of the people involved. American Express. Walmart, you'll sell Walmart, David Cookies, Lego, I can click on some more here, flowers.com, fragrance, Office Depot. See how I could say I partner with all these big companies? Because you join Linkshare and you have access to promote these products. The commissions range, Orbitz, man, I think I need to go here because I'm always traveling with Orbitz. What if I order through my own link? Darn. Okay, Billy Bootcamp, right? He goes through Linkshare. And what these companies will do, they'll choose between these bigger networks because you also got Commission Junction, which houses, and I'll talk about them next. They house a whole nother group of advertisers just like this, okay? So you got CBS Store, Cars Direct, Bids, Avon, American Express, Overstock, Pro Flowers, PetSmart, Pitney Bowes, Hotwire, Ice, Radisson Hotels. So think about it. You can need to be signing up for these just to, when you do your own actions, kind of get like a little rebate. Walmart, Nordstrom's, Western Union, J. Crew, iOmega, Hickory Farms, Champion Chase, Bids, 1-800 PetMeds, PetSmart, Radio Shack. So these are big names. You sign up, you sell their products, you get commissions. It's as easy as that. They have events. They have help centers and things like that, so you can really become good. Annual summits, ad tech. Okay, so that's Linkshare. And then the next ones I'm going to show you are pretty similar. Commission Junction, you just get a whole nother different group of advertisers. Here's some of their featured advertisers. eBay, Dell, LendingTree, Yahoo, Zappos.com. Wait for a few more to come up. Adobe, Bowflex, Staples. So notice like companies generally go with one or the other. There's a few big networks like this, you know, Apple Store. So Apple go with this, but, you know, Avon will go with the other one. You know, AT&T goes, Priceline goes with this one, but Orbitz goes with the other one. So, you know, you generally join all of them. There's no exclusivity, I don't believe, between Commission Junction and Linkshare, but always check the terms and things like that. So, and we can click here. I don't know how many more they'll show us, but, you know, Quicken, Best Buy, Travelocity, HP. So depending on your niche, you can be selling tons of items to them. You know, if they like, know, and trust you, and they need it anyway, as creative as you can get, the more you'll make, because there's a plethora of monetization vehicles here, whether if you're going to do the ad thing, whether you're going to sell your own products, which I still believe you can make the most money, if, especially if you meet a need and your solution to a problem in that marketplace. But if you don't want to go there right away, you know, all these networks provide ways for monetization. Let's look at a few other ones. Click Exchange is more offers, because we can see here, you know, this particular offer is paying $8 a lead. Auto quotes, get somebody to fill out a particular form, $7.50 a lead. Franchise Gator, $14 a lead. This particular program is paying $45 a lead. Now, I'm sure some of these include, you know, applying for something or putting in a social security number or something, pulling credit. Some of these, you know, it just depends on the offer. Cars.com auto loan, $8 a lead. You know, you can click here and find more offers. So, you know, this is a CPA network, like, so you can get paid by the lead, $45 a lead. Male sexual enhancement. You know, and they go on and on. You just go on different pages. So you join this site, and you won't get the big old name brand companies like you did at Linkshare and Commission Junction, but you'll get some pretty good offers. And if you can make them convert, you know, think about, you know, being able to convert 10 of these $18 ones or something, or depending on your niche, or maybe 10 of these, that's $450 a day, or even five of them. Find five of your members to fill out applications. You know, it depends. And you can position them in certain, you know, private messages and autoresponders. It just depends on your market. So there's a lot of money to be made out there. I'll show you some other ones. ClickBank, you guys are all familiar with probably in internet marketing. This is for information, software, any kind of digital product. There's tons of products to promote in various categories. You know, from business to health to home to money and employment. Fun and entertainment, like I can type in like guitar or something, and it'll tell me the top products. You know, I can get paid $31 a sale, 75% commission, right? And then, and I can view the website, see if it's any good, join ClickBank, send traffic to this guy, make commission when people buy it. Very simple. So there's ebooks, and I'm sure there is information products that complement your niche market. Join a site like ClickBank, start sending traffic to, and it's very easy, because once you join ClickBank and get the idea of it, you get your own link, and all you really have to do is make a link. You don't have to join each one of these sites. Once you're in ClickBank, you already have 90% of what you need to move forward. You change a little piece of your link deals with whatever site you're promoting, and bam, you're in. But like I said, if you're going to put a lot of effort into selling somebody else's products, consider how hard it would be to create your own product as well. Because if you can be on the other side, I'm still an advocate that you can make a lot more money that way. And then some of the other ones, primary ads, affiliate fuel, Azugo, kind of the same idea, what I've been talking about. I don't need to click on each one. But check them all out. Between all the things I've talked about here, and I'll just show you, you know, between AdSense, AdBright, TextLink ads, sponsorships, Bright ads, Clickster, TargetPoint, ContextWeb, Yahoo Publisher, eBay Ad Context, Amazon Amakase links, Linkshare, Commission Junction, ClickExchange, ClickBank, primary ads, affiliate fuel, Azugo. Between all of those, if you have the traffic soon developing, and like I said, it'll come virally if you're, you know, you have the right contests and all the stuff we've talked about, and even the viral traffic you're driving and the web 2.0 traffic from week 3 you're driving, all of this combined and then growing for you, and then you start monetizing with some of these vehicles, I can work for you. Like I said, number one, I'm doing products. Okay. Products work a lot better for me. I sell millions of dollars in products because of some of the things I got going on, my community included. So I go that route, but I realize not everybody has their own products and 15 products in their line and stuff like that. So these are other ways to monetize. Now, along the lines of the paid/platinum area, this route, basically what you do is you have your regular area and you have your platinum area, and it can be either in the same community or it can be housed by separate, totally separate sites. That part, it's easier to have it all in-house in one operation, but it's not impossible to have it in separate ones. Basically, you have certain links that lead to your membership site, and they're strategically placed just to get people to click on and then be like, oh, I can't proceed. I have to be a member. And generally, you have an alert come up or some kind of error, oops, message that says must be platinum member to proceed. And generally a nice soft offer to try to bump them up to platinum, and strategically place them with your free links. So you may have like 5 free links, articles, free reports, and then maybe the last 3 links might be, really paid links, but they blend in as though they're free. So they really get people to click. The idea is you want them to click on these areas that they can't access so that they get their first exposure that says, hey, you can't access. You have to be a platinum member. So it plants that seed, even if they don't take you up. Experts say it takes 7, some say 14 exposures for people to consider your offer. Even if they don't, it'll be planted. And every time they think about it, then they'll see other members talking about it and stuff. So if you have a platinum area, and like I said, it could be integrated within your community, just a certain, maybe certain forms that are just for platinum members, maybe certain articles, categories that are just for platinum members, maybe just certain things, like just taking back some of the functionality of your site and saying, okay, my program, I want this to be for my platinum, I want this to be for my regular, kind of dividing it down the middle. Of course, upsell members to platinum area. If you want more resource like this, check out the platinum area. If using a member, like I talked about before, there are a number of plugins that support most community platforms like Joomla, Drupal, PostNew, all the 9, like the whole 9 yards, I mean. And you can set various membership levels and restrict access to platinum premium areas unless users pay. Like I said, they'll go to PayPal or One Shopping Cart or ClickBank. They'll come back to your community, but they'll come back with new privileges, and then they can access everything. Or you can run your membership site on a totally different platform and just have links directly from the membership site that naturally cut them off because they're not a member. So it'll take them to the login or the sign up screen. If you have the design that a design that's very similar, they won't even really know that they left your site to a totally different membership site. The color scheme is the same. So that's another route. Advertise platinum areas in all email alerts. So remember, those are exposures. Yeah, they're function as ways to get them to come back to your site, getting them more engaged, but they're also exposures. You can change them to HTML and put banners in there. Talk about your platinum area, new private messages, new friend requests, new comments, put those exposures in there. Create video tour of platinum area. So it's almost like you give them a glimpse of the promised land, but they can't get to it. They can only see it through a tour and post that tour in key areas, maybe on action pages after they've done key things on your site. Like I talked about where I put my drum course and my new jazz course and my contest. Use those pages to, advertise your platinum areas and post, certain tours and little things that kind of get their tongue wet. Another thing I find works well, and, Corey Rudel, Internet Marketing Center, used to do this a lot, Derek Gale and them, give trial offer, like a $2.97 upgrade to try out the premium membership site for 30 days. So rather than making them pay the $19.95 a month or the $9.95 or whatever you're going to charge, get them in as a trial member for $2.97. You can use the big penny method. That's what I'm using for Nitty Gritty. I put this big old penny in the middle of the screen, and it's like for less than a penny a day. I mean, the risk is on me. How can you not take me up? You can cancel at any time. Look, I have 75,000 members. I'm not out to take your money if you don't want to be in this. And upgrade them with a no-risk offer. So imagine the impact of $2.97 upgrade. JV with other sites. Like I said, promote big launches within your community, because now you got the people to talk about it and keep the buzz going. So it's not like thousands of people coming to your launch page separately and posting blog comments like most people do. No, this launch is happening inside of your community. They're not only talking about it on the forum. Your customer affiliates are promoting it. They're talking about it in buddy mail. You know, the buzz is creating, and it's that much better because of the community atmosphere. Here's what we do, and we're actually in the middle of a launch, and I'll maybe click on that after I explain this. But hearandplay.com/jazz is our new course. And we start building buzz like 2 to 3 weeks before, sometimes even earlier. And we'll get users to opt in into what we call a notification list or a waiting list. And then we'll follow up with them at least 3 to 4 times before the launch date to remind them to take action on the first day. Bonus offers, special pricing, or result if they take action. So they have benefit in taking action on the first day. And we'll keep this buzz going. Now, with your own products, this will work beautiful. With other people's products, this will work as well. We've done this with other people's products that have already been out and created our own launch. Like, this guy's product already existed. They could have bought it before our launch. But we back up 2-3 weeks. We start promoting it. We call him Mr. X. They don't even know, you know, that it's already out. And we'll act like it's the new product that just hit the market, you know. And we won't reveal his name so they can't go search. And we've sold other people's products the same way. So here's just a little glimpse of our Hear and Play Jazz. Here it is. My team, actually, I like this to go all the way across, but I've been traveling, actually, and my team is handling all this. So I'm happy to see them doing these projects without me. And it just basically says, yes, Jermaine, I'm interested in the brand new Hear and Play Jazz series releasing October 2nd, 2007, 8 a.m. I want to be the first to order so I can claim special pricing and extra bonus offers. And then they put in their name, email, phone number. We'll do a voice blast, all that automated stuff, autoresponders. Tell them to pre-order, and then we'll give them certain selected clips down here. You know, the guy playing, our teacher, who's going to be, I don't know if you can hear this, but. So he sounds good, right? And this is how we'll go, you know. We'll get them on our list. We might get like 2,000 people on this list. Our first day, we'll make like $40,000, something like that. It's generally the idea, and it's cookie cutter. It happens every time. I remember when we were only making $6,000 in a launch, and I was happy with that 4 years ago. Then it was $12,000, $24,000, $30,000. Now it's $40,000. One day it'll be $50,000 a day. And this isn't in a market where we can command $500. And we can. I've had gurus challenge me on this. But it's not like an internet marketing launch where people are paying like $1,000 one shot. These are $50 courses. We're just selling a lot of them. And we use our community to build that buzz. So we'll go to our community. I'll do a mass message for it. I'll do a mass commenting. We'll put banners up on the action pages. That just goes to show you. Now, you can partner with other people to do this same thing if you don't have your own product. You have the people. The power is in the list. That's one of the most powerful things you can have. You take away my business and let me retain my list or my community or my subscribers, I can get my business back. I don't even think the JV partners are more important than the list, okay? And I remember arguing with somebody over this, and I think I won. But, yeah, it's all about that list and that subscribership. And you can do all kinds of things with JV partners, with your own products, with contextual advertising, when you have people and people behind you. And then you send out the launch mailing, and then after that, if you have an affiliate program or customer affiliates, then you get them involved in promoting, and then it gets out that much further. So that's JVing with other sites. Now, because I'm involved in sales and I want to sell my own courses, all 14 of them, soon to be 15, I do a lot of little time-sensitive offers, one-time sales. We do 4th of July sales. We just had our, you know, 7-year-old birthday sale. Or is it 7 years? Yep, 7-year birthday sale. August 6th was when we got started in 2000. And we'll commonly do like an offer like this. And I got this from my mentor back in the day. It's a limited inventory. So if you're selling products and stuff, and you have a community, you go to them and say, hey, because you're in my community, you guys are my committed, you're among my best, you know, I have this many products to sell, and you give them, you have to give them a reason why you're about to lower the price. I found that when you just have a special to have it, it's not as enticing. But if you give a reason why you're about to have a special or a sale, it could be a used product. These are products that have come back in our fulfillment center, or you know, these are products that we couldn't sell as fast and we're trying to make room for new products. These are almost new products. These products were bent in mailing or something, or these were a little damaged. If you don't mind a little bent corner, but all the information is there, you can save 50%. You know, we're making room for new products. You have to give a reason why, but basically what you do is you send out an email saying, I have like 250 courses or whatever the number is, you know, and I do this to my community every once in a while. I'm going to show you the results. And I do this in my general site as well. But, you know, I have 175 courses. They're bent or whatever the problem is. And you send out this email, give bullet points, why it's important, straight to the order form, and we'll make $30,000, $40,000. And these aren't even new products. This is outside of a product launch. This is just and I'll do this maybe twice a year, maybe every third of the year, depending on, because it is like a launch because so many people buy. So I don't want to keep like hammering my list about it. But you know, so many products are available. You have to put a number on it because that's scarcity. So you really want to add up your used products. Go to your fulfillment center. Sometimes you'll find you'll sell more used courses than you can your real courses. You might have to start throwing some courses on the ground and stepping on them to officially, quote unquote, make them used. You're going to find out it's powerful. But you know where the real powerful power comes is when you follow up the next week or the last week, tell them how many you sold in the first week and how many you have left. And this is where, let's say you do sell 100 out of your 178 copies, and now you only have 78 left. What you're going to find is just the same amount of people that bought first week, if not more, will buy in the second week. And then you have a real dilemma in your hands because you're going to sell out, and do you stop it or do you keep it going? That's up to you. You better go bend some books. If not, stop the sale. And, you know, generally it'll close down after 2-3 weeks anyway. Some people do a third email. But I find this to work, like, in large proportions. And then other spinoffs of that is the limited time, 30-day trial, where you, if you didn't want to have used books, but you wanted to say, hey, this course only costs $69, we're doing a dollar sale. You can buy it for a dollar plus shipping, and we'll bill you in 30 days if you don't return it. That works in the community to generate lots of cash at once, start monetizing. The 30-day trial, the $1 offer, the $2.97 offer, the you only have one day, the one-time offer. We've done a plethora of these. You can see our one-time offer at hearandplay.com/one-time offer. Then you have, I think it's hearandplay.com/birthday special. If it's still on, it may have expired. But these are other time-sensitive offers, and because of the time urgency and because we don't do them as often, they take the place of full-off sales, like full-blown sales, like you see at holidays at the big stores. And here's some screenshots. One time we did this, the first day, $39,000, 3,000 clicks, 217 leads, but 754 sales. This one we did, $42,000, resulted in 3,900 clicks, 150 leads, 863 sales. So leads, I don't know, they're already in my community. I don't know where that comes from, but a lot more buy than maybe resubmit, like get on our mailing list again with a new email address or whatever they do. And then 41,000 here. So the clicks stay generally within the same area, and the sales sort of do for these last ones. And the conversions, this one had the lowest conversion, but it had a lot more clicks, so it evened out. But these conversions stay pretty consistent, and the cost per click, I mean the price, I'm getting pretty much every time somebody clicks, I make $10. And this one was about $8 every time somebody clicks. So imagine that when you have a community, you can do little things like this and make money. So, you know, when if I need some extra cash for a wedding, well, that's actually how I funded our Fiji trip. I don't want to dip into my savings and investments and stuff. I send out a promo. You can make $40,000. And even after you pay for everything, it's still a good amount off of a community you've built. And at the end of the day, it's because I provide value. I'm not in it just for the money. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy my people. I appreciate them. They're my customers. I help them. They help me. You know, they like, know, and trust me. I thank God every day for being able to provide value to the world, to have a meaningful existence here. I was born to teach music, or I was born to teach something. I'm infatuated with sharing information, so I get it back in one way or another, just like, you know, in this program here. And so those are ways to monetize. So I want to just summarize everything we've done today. We've talked about user engagement tactics. We've talked about content creation. We talked about customer affiliates. We talked about testing and tracking. And we ended with monetization. So I've given you, you know, and I know we have week 5 to go. But I've given you a lot of things to think about here today, a lot of things to do. You know, go back, review this. A lot of it may be, you know, foundational, or I guess basic for some of the advanced users, but for people that aren't exposed to this kind of stuff, you know, really study this. And there's a lot of options to take, especially in the monetization route, what route you want to go. So I am Jermaine Griggs, and I appreciate you listening to week 4 of the 4-week online training program. Look forward to seeing you in the bonus 5th week and in the teleseminar training. And I'll see you next week. Take care.